Politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Centers on the other side of the glass. Has been my pleasure over the past decade and a half. I look across the table and I see Art Bowen sitting there. Good morning, sir. Thanks for coming in today.
Good morning, Mark. It's great to be here.
I really do appreciate you. We've interviewed you in the past related to some of the charitable and nonprofit things around here, things that are going on with the Rotary Club and also real estate, of course, Bowen Agency Realtors, from which you are retired. And so I'm not going to ask you about the average days on market today. Are you relieved?
Yeah, it's nice to be retired.
All right. Well, good. Well, we're glad to have you on board here. But you're a board member of the Sealands Grove Rotary, past president, and a golf tourney committee member from the Sealands Grove Rotary, and they have their upcoming Sealands Grove Rotary golf tournament that's coming up. So introduce us to this golf tournament, and then we'll kind of get into the, sort of the impact it has had in our valley in the past.
This September 12th, which is a Monday, we have the 29th annual Golf Classic. John Fisher ran it for 28 years, did a wonderful job, and now he's retired from his position as chair. And Gary Gonser has taken over as the golf committee chair. So we look forward to having a beautiful day. We've only had rain one time out of 28 years. Although we need rain, we'd prefer it not be on Monday, September 12th. We're also looking for more golfers to join us that day. You can either come in as an individual, or you can get a foursome together or a twosome, and we'll pair you up. It is a scramble, so that makes it a lot of fun, and you don't have to be a great golfer to play, but if you are a great golfer, you have a chance to win. We do have two flights so that the better golfers have a chance to compete, and then the golfers who aren't as good, like me, also have a chance to play well.
And have some fun, yeah, and then my errant shots when I play don't count as much, so
that's correct.
They don't drag down the whole team, or if you're like Kevin in the Purdy tournament last week, his putter was on fire. He got him into Birdieville about every time he hit the thing. So, okay, so SealandsGroveRotary.com. This is on September 12th, coming up, so it's about a month away. And it's the 29th Annual Golf Classic put on by the Sealands Grove Rotary. And tell me about the charitable impact that this has had in the past and the impact it'll have this time.
Usually we raise somewhere in the vicinity of $12,000 to $15,000, and that money goes to a number of charities that we've given to in the past. This time we have Everyone's Playground, New Comfort Station, and the Sealands Grove Rotary Scholarship Endowment Fund. So that endowment fund is to a point now where it's spinning off enough money to provide four scholarships of $1,000 each for 4 years to a student at Sealands Grove High School. Whether they're going on to college or whether they're going on to tech school or further education, say in nursing. In the past, we have given to the Snyder County Library, Sealands Grove Swimming Pool, East Snyder Park, Kids Grove, the Sealands Grove Area School District Track and Turf, Sealands Grove Area AYSO, Snyder County Red Cross, Susquehanna Valley Soccer Club, Snyder County Midget Football, the Ice Skating Rink, Soccer Boosters, Summer Seals Day Program, Sealands Grove Area Youth Foundation, the Sealands Grove Rec, the Russell All-Inclusive Playground, and the Sealands Grove Scholarship Rotary Fund, which is one we give to every year, which is half the purpose of our raising funds.
Well, the all-inclusive playground is now known as Everyone's Playground, and you've been there, but they have not one more project, but they have a big project that will really help bring that to full completion. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that project is originally was supposed to be about $85,000, but due to hyperinflation, we're now up to about $110,000. So additional funds needed to be raised, and Sealands Grove Rotary saw the need for that and wanted to help them get over the hump to be able to finally get this comfort station built, and it's now going to be underway soon. And it'll help all those who have any disability to have a comfortable place to go to the restroom.
All right, yes, folks, that is really a completely accessible restroom, and that's very important. Okay, so this is a big community opportunity for people to play and to buy into this, and, you know, like all of these golf tournaments, it usually costs about $100 or so to get in, or $150 in this particular case, $500 for a foursome, so that's a real bargain, and that includes everything that you're going to need that day, and it starts at noon on September 12th. And it's one of the Monday tournaments. A lot of them are midweek, so fortunately, this one's on Monday, which I think makes it a little bit more convenient. But for a business or a major donor who wishes to step up, you got some sponsorship levels. Tell us about those.
The major sponsorship level includes a foursome, and it's $3,000. Then we go to the platinum, includes a foursome, $2,000. Gold sponsor is $1,100, and that also includes a foursome, as does the silver sponsor at $850. If you want to sponsor a hole for your business or personally to provide funds for this charitable event, that's $150, and you can come to the dinner only and enjoy the camaraderie. That's $30. And the checks are made out to the Community Giving Foundation, Sealands Grove. That's because it's a pass-through fund for Rotary, so that all the contributions, except for golf and meal, are tax deductible.
Now, are you going to play? You're so busy in your retirement, I'm not even sure if you're ever around.
Unfortunately,
I knew it.
This year I won't be there because I'm headed south for a week.
Well, good for you. All right, well, I enjoy that. But thanks for all your efforts to put all this together. I know you're an active tournament committee member with the Sealands Grove Rotary. Talking about the Sealands Grove Rotary 29th Annual Golf Classic, that is coming up. And proceeds, half the proceeds going to go to the Comfort Station Project at Everyone's Playground. Everybody knows Fritz Heinemann knows that this is just a wonderful charitable endeavor that's made a big, big impact, almost statewide. People coming from all over to the full accessible playground. And, of course, a lot of folks got to meet Andy Russell over the years as he helped raise money for this, and a lot of other folks got involved. We still see Russ Fairchild on site helping to direct and see and monitor, and we're glad to say that he's got a real active role there. So if you're involved in this, some of these charitable endeavors, you may think, oh boy, $150, that's a lot for one golf round. Explain the camaraderie and the just the joy from helping that comes from this also.
When all the players get together, it's a little competitive for some of them, and then it's a lot of fun for the others who aren't as great a golfer. They can go out, and of course, with the scramble, you take the best ball and play from that position. So if you have an errant shot, it won't matter because somebody else might have a better shot, and you just play from that point. So we encourage everyone to come out, and you also have an opportunity to win a 2022 Chevrolet sponsored by Murray Motors Chevrolet here in Sealands Grove, and that's for the first hole-in-one on par number 3, which is down by the highway where everyone driving by yells, 4!
Yes, I've heard it many times. Okay, so, and this is the first hole-in-one. You've had tournaments where there were 2, so you don't give away 2
cars.
Yeah,
we only give away 1 car. Murray right. Motors would not want to give 2 that day.
Right, and well, we certainly hear a lot of good things about them, so yeah, Murray Motors Chevrolet donating that car for that if and when a hole-in-one happens one time at that location. Again, SealandsGroveRotary.com. Why give? Why donate? Why participate in this thing? You've done so many things so many times in such a generous fashion. Tell me about this joy that comes from sharing.
Well, I think everyone that participates in charitable giving gets a good feeling from it because it's going for a good cause, especially the Everyone's Playground, the all-inclusive playground up above Susquehanna University. And it's just a good feeling to know that you've helped. You can drive by and say, I really helped to build that wonderful playground. And also to know that you're providing money for further education for the students at the Sealands-Grand Barrier High School. So I think over the years, this area has always been very generous in many, many different charitable organizations, and the volunteerism around here is just top-notch. We go to other areas, we don't see that quite as much, so I think everyone can be very proud. And providing, the $150, you're getting a fun day of golf, camaraderie, and you're getting a snack for lunch and a nice dinner at the Susquehanna Valley Country Club.
Well, and I think you know, we have a legacy of big charitable donors around here who sort of set the stage. You know, we think of the Bowens and the Haddons and the Seiples and the Degenstein and Charlie Degenstein said, giving is fun. And so that set the scene, but then it trickles down to every level.
Yes, whether you give $10 or $500 or $5,000, it all helps.
All right. Well, make one final pitch for folks to consider participating in the Sealands Grove Rotary Golf Tournament coming up, please, Art.
Okay, go to the Sealands Grove area. SealandsGroveRotary.com site, or you can mail your contribution to the Community Giving Foundation, 725 West Front Street, Berwick, 18603. You can go on to the website at caregiving.org/Sealands Grove Rotary Golf, or just Google Sealands Grove Rotary, and it'll come up.
Yeah, SealandsGroveRotary.com, the website, September 12th, the golf tournament. Thank you so much, Art. Thanks for all you have done and all you are doing. Very much appreciated. Your charitable or just your contributions to the Valley still being measured in large segments. So we appreciate that.
Thanks, Mark, for having us on today.